Blog Talk Radio.
I've been a throw up the in a.
Today is December the 16th, 2023, and you're tuned into the TMGS. It's the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm running a little late, and I was warned. I was warned by another show that was on earlier, Real and Raw, that Blog Talk is having some issues again today. I guess this is the Christmas gift that they're giving us. Like, you know, at the end of 2023, we're going to mess with your shows. Yep, that's what we're going to do. And that's what just occurred. I had an issue with getting on the board, but that's fine. I'm glad that I was able to get here now. And happy holiday season to each and every one of you. And there are going to be a few co-hosts that are not going to be able to join us today. And I understand. I get it. I mean, you know, this is... We are like, what, 9 days away from Christmas? You know, the kids are coming home from college and stuff like that. A lot of people think that, you know, Thanksgiving is the time of, you know, that the family gets together. But really, from my understanding is that where Thanksgiving is when we travel, go see family. Christmas is the time you stay home with family and the kids come home from school and all that good stuff. So, again, happy holidays to you. I got a few topics that I want to go over today and some songs we're going to listen to, some Christmas songs, because I'm going to tell you guys, there's just one Christmas song, just one, that irks the hell out of me. I know. I say I don't hate things. I just dislike, because I'll get into it later, but this one particular song, I'm like, what the hell were they smoking when they wrote this shit? I mean, really, this song here, I'm going to give you a little sample of it. And while I'm, you know, while I go forward, I want you to try to guess what song I'm talking about. I think it just repeats itself and repeats itself and repeats itself. I know I'm sounding like Scrooge right about now, but it's just one of those songs that just gets me, all right? Also, what I'm going to talk about is customer service at your stores. You know, now's the time you're out shopping, you're buying gifts and everything. In some cases, you don't have to buy gifts. What do? You buy a gift card. That's the simplest thing now, right? Buy a gift card, give it to the loved one, and they're satisfied. You don't have to think about what size they wear. You don't have to think about what color they like. When it comes to perfumes and colognes, you don't have to worry about what fragrance they like. Just buy a gift card now. And that's what people are doing a lot. But then again, people are buying toys. They're buying, you know, all kinds of bikes. I was so amazed at how many bikes the store that I work at sells this time of year. They have assemblers that come in and put together over 100 bikes a day, and they sell. I didn't know that 100 bikes could sell that quickly. Little did I know, duh. But, yeah, just think about how many other stores that are selling that much product. Also, another thing I want you to do is read small print when you look at stuff online, okay? So before I get into the fun part of the show, I want to point out something that a story that I've been following, and it is sad, unfortunately. I want to get to this first. Just about a couple of weeks ago, a young man who played for a high school here in Georgia, I believe it's Meriwether County, and I'm trying to pull up the story right now. This is a sad story. And it made me think of another story. I kind of wonder about this, what the outcome is going to be. Posted by The Independent, which is a online page here, and it says, a Georgia high school football player was fatally shot multiple times, a relative says. Okay. 17-year-old Brandon Smith was shot multiple times, his grandmother says. Police have yet to release a cause of death. According to the story, police are investigating the death of a high school football player in Georgia whose grandmother says he died from multiple gunshot wounds. Brandon Smith, 17, was found dead on the 10th of December, just a day before his high school football team was set to play in the state championship game. Police found his body behind a residence in a thick wooded area. Chief Gary Couch from the Manchester Police Department told The Independent on the 14th of December. Authorities suspect, this is the part that gets me, authorities foul play. You suspected the young man allegedly, according to his grandmother, was shot multiple times, and you suspect foul play. Okay, I don't understand that part of the story. They didn't even need to put that in there. But anyway, his grandmother, Maxine Smith, told local outlet 11 Alive that it's her understanding Brandon was shot multiple times. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation, which is known here as GBI, scheduled an autopsy for the 12th of December, 11 Alive reports. The Manchester Police Department also asked the Bureau to conduct crime scene processing. Well, that should be automatic. I would think so. Why would you have to ask the police department to conduct a crime scene process? That should be automatic. If there's a dead body there, you're going to go and take a look and see if there's any evidence, anything that's left behind. We've all seen the crime shows, okay? And I'm not talking about crime shows like, what is the one, NC, New York, NCI, Los Angeles and everything, because they serve, I mean, they solve the the crime within an hour. Okay? That's how come I like shows like, you know, one of my favorite shows is like 48 Hours, because at least on 48 Hours, even though it's an hour-long show, they'll come back and they'll say, 6 months later, Detectives Ford and Anderson get a break. At least they're being real, and this is real stuff, okay? So the story goes on to read, Brandon attended Manchester High School and played for their Blue Devils football team. They were set to play their championship game on the 11th of December at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. Quote, Manchester High School celebration of playing for the Georgia 1A State Football Championship has unfortunately turned into something none of us could have fathomed. A letter from the Meriwether School District confirming Brandon's death read. The game went ahead on Monday night. Brandon's team captains honored him by bringing his jersey to the 50-yard line. This is what 11 Alive reports. Brandon was, quote, a loyal teammate and friend who excelled on and off the field, the Meriwether School District letter read. He will be deeply missed. Now, this is kind of, I don't think ironic is the word I should say, but it's kind of questionable about how did this young man get murdered the day before the championship game? Why was he killed the day before the championship game? Another story goes on, which I've followed it up. This is from another channel that is covering the story. And keep in mind, we haven't heard what they think. We don't know anything else as far as that he was killed. But there's nothing about him being in any trouble, having issues. Everything shows that he was very much loved and respected in the community. And the young man was a star athlete. Unfortunately, the team lost the game on their, speaking on their behalf, they lost the game by 1 point. You know, but these are the type of stories that make me go, how is this? I mean, how did this happen? A day before the game? 1 day before the game? He's shot, according to his grandma. And still the police have not come forward to verify that. So automatically, you know what that made me do? It made me think back to another story of a young man that was killed here in Georgia, in Valdosta, Georgia. Y'all probably heard the story of Kendrick Johnson. I say killed because the story that they gave us about him crawling into a mat to retrieve his shoes, that he suffocated trying to get his shoes out of the mat. Y'all remember that? I do. And no one has been looked at as a suspect. By the way, that occurred in 2013, 10 years ago, almost 10 years ago to the day is when that occurred. How odd is that? Yeah, Kendrick Johnson died on January 11th, 2013. His body was found on the 10th, I believe. It was discovered inside of a vertical rolled-up mat in the gymnasium of Lowndes County High School in Valdosta, Georgia. They say that after a preliminary investigation, an autopsy concluded that Johnson's death was accidental. And his family had a private pathologist conduct a second autopsy, which included that he died from blunt force trauma. So how do you go from accidental or blunt force trauma. How is that possible? And I kind of wonder, what's going on here? This, I know this, the stories are not similar, but it's questioning about what's happening here in these little counties, these little towns. And no one is really doing much of an investigation, or they're being hush-hush. I understand that, you know, in a lot of cases that they don't want to put too much information out because the possible killer might, you know, get wind that they're on their trail. But hell, we're talking about 10 years ago for Kendrick. That young man didn't crawl in there and accidentally kill himself. I personally think it was foul play. And if you follow the story, look at some of the actors, for lack of a better term, that are involved in this, and the people that are, you know, that are in certain positions in that community, something has been covered up for a very long time. I believe that young man was murdered 10 years ago. And I hope that wasn't the case. Well, I hope that we find out who killed this young man not long ago, just before he was going to be in the championship game. And by the way, it was been the first time that school has been in the championship game for, I think, almost 20 years, something like that. Possibility they could have won. That's how talented he was. So, with that being said, let me go ahead and check that off as a topic, or if you have any questions or comments about it, you know, you're welcome to hit the number one and join the show. In fact, I'm sorry, I didn't open up the chat room, so let me go ahead and open the chat room real quick and let you guys chime in. Now, I was talking to Timon, who is also a co-host here on the show the other day, and he had to start a whole new account with a certain page and kind of threw me off. I'm like, what's going on? You know, and he was explaining to me what had occurred. What is going on with Facebook? What's going on with Facebook? How did they monitor people? And he's not the only one. There's some individuals I know that have been, you know, suspended off of Facebook. Well, it's something that is really minor, in my opinion. Some friends of mine have sent me what they posted. When I look at some of the crap that other people post on there, well, I think, well, hell, you need to really delete them completely. But what's going on with Facebook? Who are they and what are they monitoring? I mean, they got your profile. They see who you are if you put the picture up there. They follow what you post. You know, so how is it really working? Because I've seen people leaving Facebook quite a bit and going to Instagram and other social media pages. And hey, look, I've talked him up. Here he is, got his hand waved. Please welcome to the show, Mr. Timon Shin.
Mikey Mike,
yes, sir,
I am at a bowling alley at a party. So if you hear something in the background, that's music. I'm at a bowling alley, and because my girlfriend's other grandson was having his birthday party. But, hey, I am here, you know. Yeah, that thing yesterday, man, me going back on Facebook, that was just crazy. I mean, it was just something that, you know, they kept saying that you have posted something that, you know, offends blah, 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 or you aren't following the rules. And look, if you knew my site or my page, yeah, I posted stuff, you know, that could be considered controversial, but I posted a lot of historical stuff dealing with black folks. I posted a lot of sports stuff, a lot of philosophy, philosophical, philosophy, historical types of things. I would even, you know, stuff that challenges the mind, that makes you think, but nothing to where, I mean, it depends on who's on my page or who's looking at my stuff. I mean, I even got, even my stand-up that I posted, I had people that would contact, oh, I heard that joke before, I know, blah, blah, blah. Hey, man, I didn't trip, but I don't know what Facebook is looking for. And so here I had to go and rebuild my whole, right now I'm rebuilding my page, you know. I haven't posted anything.
But see, here's the thing that gets me is that we're, you know, you're going to have haters out there, right? And the thing is that we're, okay, so you have an open page where folks can find you, check out the content. But they have, I mean, they have the opportunity to either read what you got or just ignore it and move on, right? But so, let's say you and I are not friends, and I just happen to come across your page. And I'm like, you know what, I don't like what he's posting. So I can just go to Facebook and say, I don't like what he's posting on Facebook. And you don't even know me, right? You don't even know me. You know what I'm saying? But I'm But I'm able to go to Facebook and complain about what you put there, even though you have a bunch of friends who like what you post and follow you. So I can have you shut down based on my opinion of you and what you post. Is that what you're saying? If that's what Facebook is about?
Well, I'm even bothered by what Zuckerberg has done. Zuckerberg, what bothers me with him, if you want to took my page off, don't just send me a bunch of emails, man. Let me be able to get on the phone and call somebody and call your help desk and complain to someone. I don't want to sit up because everybody, and he knows this. He knows that the average American, one, probably doesn't have an internet connection. Two, does not really know computers as well as he does to where they can figure stuff out. There should be somebody that you can talk to. They have no phone numbers of anybody that you can talk to. You can Google it, but yet you see, that's the reason why people have problems with disinformation. Because when he is allowing people to do whatever they want, there's no one to stop him from he promoted disinformation, and then he turned around and made money off of it, and then he shut it down. So when that whole thing about Trump and all that crap came out, he made money off of that. That's why Facebook is worth damn near $3 trillion all over the world. If you look at it all over the world, he's worth $3 trillion. And he was able to do that because there's no one that he didn't stop the disinformation. He allowed the Russians to say whatever they wanted. And then when the government decided to stick their foot in his ass, then he decided to stop it. Too late now. Then Musk comes on with his billionaire ass. He thinks that he's a billionaire. He should be able to say whatever he wants and do whatever he wants. But they don't understand. Dude, you're creating this idiot. Ignorance is a great thing now. Okay, it's cool to be stupid. It's cool to not have any facts. It's cool to just, you know, to be a dumbass, and then you end up putting something. Then next thing you know, some asshole is shooting up a school, or he's shooting up because remember, capitalism creates envy, jealousy. It creates this whole so-called competitive whatever. But you got to remember, that white boy is doing everything he can to cheat. He's been cheating since the Gilded Age. So, you know, you got to understand that. And a lot of guys don't understand. So it's a whole connection. It's a whole connection that's connected to all of that. And until people figure that out, man, they can continue to make asses out of everybody.
You know, the thing is, what you just said, though, is that we're right. Look at those moves that was going on. And it goes back to the whole thing of where if Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, and all of them, with all that power, all that control, shouldn't people be concerned about it, though, to be honest, to be concerned? True enough, I have a Facebook account. I've been, you know, in fact, when I started the show here, they give you an option where you can, you know, what they do is where you can advertise your stuff, right? And I actually did not see what was coming there were people sending me hate messages on my pages of, like, you know, and saying stuff like, nigga, jigaboo, this and that and the other, you know, because Facebook shared with those folks that feel that way, right? And I'm like, wow, really? There's folks that just don't even know me, don't know nothing about the show. Just, oh, you black. So, no, hell no. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to go back.
But Mike, that goes back to this whole,
not muted.
But that goes to this whole First Amendment bullshit, right? All this First Amendment bullshit that they're talking about. Every time we say all that, look, yes, you can say whatever you want. There's a consequence of saying what you want. Okay? Like Mike Tyson said, you know, you're talking shit until you get hit. And once your ass get hit, it's a whole different deal. You can't keep creating these assholes who sit around and shit on people, you know, knowing that you're just selling fear, bro. You're selling fear and you're selling ignorance. And as long as you continue to sell fear and ignorance, oh, I should be free. This is a free country. So what are they doing? They're exploiting what is free. Your First Amendment right, your Second Amendment right. Like I told the dude, the only reason why you had to create a 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment, those amendments were to protect black people. They only created them because of black people. Other than that, you didn't have them. You had to create a voting rights act. Why? Because you didn't want women to vote. You didn't want black people to vote. Then you turned around and said, oh, let me put together a civil rights act. Oh, you want black folks to have civil rights? Okay? Just like that. You're gone? Okay. All right.
When other people already have rights. Correct. Right. You didn't have to. Correct.
And then look at Mike. Do you know that the museum that like there's a museum in Alabama. The dude who the movie Mercy is all about, it's that black lawyer. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He created a museum that's in Alabama that has over 8,000 black people that had been lynched. And those lynchings go from 1890 all the way into almost 1960. All right? And so those are the type of things that I posted, because you're not going to get that in a high school. They're not going to put that type of history in a high school, even though it's American history.
Correct.
But I don't want that in here, because guess what? They don't want to have to answer for that. They don't want to have to answer questions on why. Why would you guys do that? Why would you steal over 20 million acres of land from black people? That's the type of stuff I would post to give you an understanding of what was going on and why people were, this is historical. If you want to know about the Jews, the Ethiopian Jew, or what happened in Egypt, those are the things I posted. And I posted about if I showed you. And as a matter of fact, one of the guys who I had to block him. Cool thing. I mean, because, you know, Facebook has some good features. I had to block him because there was a picture. You remember Ebony Magazine used to put that picture of those two brothers that were lynched in Ebony Magazine and the people standing around?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of those dudes was my cousin. His name is Thomas Shipp. And I had to check one of the cats that came into my lounge and told him, hey, bruh, while you sitting there complaining and wondering why we're showing this, that's my cousin, motherfucker. That's what that is. And these are the things that they don't want, but you want to show disinformation. You want to show disinformation so you can sit there and continue and queue up, or you're worrying about, oh, there are aliens. The aliens are already here, Mike. You know who they are? They're all the people who are walking around and ain't got no home, who we also created. The ones who are into the QAnons and all this other dumb crap that they got going on.
But, you know, it's interesting that you said that, because here's the thing, and I'm glad that you said it, because, but see, here they're saying in some states, some governors, like, woke does not work here, woke will not be here. Well, what is, okay, Black Lives Matter. And again, I want to say this quickly for everybody who's listening. When it comes to Black Lives Matter, maybe they should have said two for them to feel comfortable. Because, yeah, we went through a whole period of where Black Lives were what's even still to this day, but more so not long ago, Black people being killed and murdered, and no one has been held accountable. But we're seeing the videos, we're seeing the circumstances of how those folks were killed, and no one's being accountable. That is what Black Lives Matter too. See what I'm saying? So then when you look at like what you're sharing about how, you know, here's social media and you're being monitored, you're being kicked off, you're being removed for sharing things that is history. It's true.
Right.
I have a lot of people who say, well, Michael, you need to do your research. Dude, I research from the same places that you do too. If you want to share with me where you get your information, fine. I'll take a look at it. But it doesn't mean I'm going to rely on sources. Because media is media. You know, it's how people say, you keep listening to the media. Well, where the hell you think you're getting your freaking information from? The media. You're Googling this. Isn't that the media?
Right.
Everything is media. You're not getting it from the horse's mouth. You're not able to go back in time and talk to the people who experienced it. So when they come to me about that bullshit about you need to, you know, do your research, I research just like you do. It all depends on who you believe and what you believe is what's important. That's what's important. Am I right?
Right, you're right. But see, right, that's what I've said. Many times, you know, a lot of dudes, I've gotten into debates, and I have to get to the point where I don't debate them, because I know usually when you have a good debate, you should learn something from the person you're talking to. But if you're not going to learn anything, and we're just going to say, I'm right, you're wrong, and blah, 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 then guess what? We don't need to have this debate, okay? Because
Correct.
You're going to believe whatever you believe. There are guys who still believe right now that the January 6th, they were just out, that it's all made up.
Yeah, it's a
and
hoax.
And then you can do about it.
Right, it's a hoax. We saw it with our own eyes, okay? We saw the videos. We saw everything. We know people died, but a death is not a hoax. Folks dying.
Well, Mike, all you got to do is look. Did Fox News get sued for $787 million? Mike.
I'm listening.
Did Fox News get sued for $787 million?
Yes, they did.
Okay, then guess what? So yes, who was lying? Did they acknowledge? And why did they get sued, Mike? Why did they get sued? Because they lied, and they were willing.
And they had to pay.
But they died because somebody sat up and lied to them and injected this bullshit into their head. And now you got grown-ass people who set it up that if I mix it up well enough, you won't know the truth. So guess what? Now it comes out to be the individual against the group. Okay? You have to fight to be the individual who you are, Mike. And then you have to question the group that you may know. And so that comes to one, know thyself. Because once you know who you are, then you will be able, that once you start gathering information, you'll be able to decipher what's right for you, right? And what you need in your area and all this other crap that you ain't buying into, all right? So we don't have to worry about Donald Trump making asses out of us and telling us what's the truth and what's not the truth. They got enough information on this cat that this dude should be in jail. But guess what? Because of what he has done and because of the ignorance and the racist fucking thinking of the people of our society, this motherfucker's still roaming around. And they're actually paying for his lawyers and everything else. When if it was me or you, we'd be in jail. We'd be under the jail.
And you know, and the thing is that where I know there are the folks that are listening that will agree and some that will disagree. But again, I'm like, oh, you got to really think about it. And people don't remember this. People don't remember Donald Trump and his father were found guilty of certain things before he became president. So they got to tell you something there. They got to tell you. Just hold on. I'm going to do this. I'm going to bring you back in. You got to understand that anybody who is found guilty of any crime or alleged crime, let it be, you know, a misdemeanor or a felony, you were convicted. You were found guilty. All right? So normally in society, they're like, oh, well, you got a DUI. I don't want you driving the car. I don't trust you. Oh, you did this. You did that. Well, I'm not going to trust you with my finances, you know, and this and the other. That's the way you would look at an everyday Joe. What makes, and I'm not saying just Donald Trump, what makes anybody who has held political office, what makes anybody who has had businesses and everything not being looked at the same way? Some people have the same habits regardless. And that's the thing that I'm trying to understand. How come people can't look at the fact of, hey, look, you know, you might want to be a little careful here and look at what's going on here. You might want to really think this over. You know? You just might want to look it over, do your research, as they say, and look at the reality of it. I mean, all this is unprecedented, as we all know. Never happened before in this country. But I think that, you know, folks really need to take a look at it. Now, when you look at the fact that Donald Trump is the front runner, look at the other individuals. Some are being very cautious not to throw Donald Trump under the bus, and we know why. Because they have to look at it, well, damn, if he does win, I don't want to be the one he's going to attack because I didn't, you know, support him. Only one who's really going after him, you know, with smoking guns is Chris Christie, which we know he won't be the president. But the thing is that we're, in my mind, I'm wondering, wow, this guy is going through these court cases. Slow it down a minute. And when you talk about, I believe in America, I'm an American. But do you believe in American laws and the judicial system that was set up before you were born? Do you really believe in it? That's what I'm wondering when folks say that. I'm trying to reopen your mic. Hold on a second. I'm seeing it. And I was warned earlier today that Blog Talk was having some issues. So let me see if I can... because I did put you back on. I had you on mute there. Oh, hold on a minute. Okay, so then your mic should open up right about
now. I'm here.
There we go. Okay, yeah. I'll mute you for the, because I know you guys are having a great time.
What I'm saying is, Mike, is that when you look at the insaneness of what they call truth and what they're calling, the right way to follow. I got guys that I don't just, that, you know, I had to stop talking to because they're insane and they want to be right. And I can't buy into that. I'm not that stupid. All right. And when you're sitting there, they're worried about old ideology and look, you're not going to turn me into the Jim Jones of society. I'm not going to be Jim Jones. I'm not going to go and follow someone. And then next year, I'm drinking grape Kool-Aid. All right? That's one of the people. The dude told Trump, mind you, the very people who told Trump that you lost were all Republicans. They're all the court people, all Republicans. They were not Democrats. And so they need to understand that the guy who handled his security, his digital security, he was also Republican. And he fired that dude. Because that dude did not buy into his bullshit and told him he lost. He said, dude, this is the safest. He wanted him to tell him that there was a problem with everything. The guy told him, oh, hell no. There is no problem. And the guy and Trump fired him. Soon as you find that out, now you know what was up. How you going to still
right.
say that the damn thing was stolen when the dude who handles your security of all your digital everything told you it's the safest it's ever been in all the years of our elections? And you fired him for
that's,
giving you truth? That's crazy.
And that's another debate I have with somebody else before. I'm like, you know, and I tell them, hey, look, I'm neither Democrat or Republican. I look at whoever I believe in, at least, because I'm not all about just the presidential thing. I'm all about what's happening in my area. I'm all about the local politics.
Right, but Mike.
The local politicians are the most important things to me first and foremost. Go ahead.
But Mike, the people told him, his own people told him, it's the safest it's ever been. Okay, he fired anybody who told him the truth. Can you imagine how sick
right.
you are? How sick are you that you fired everybody that told you the truth? You wanted me to lie for you? So that means it ain't about me. It's about you. It ain't about the American
right.
people. It's about you. And if everybody's buying into the bullshit, okay, somebody's got to take the wheel, man, or we all going over the cliff. I'm not going to sit up in an authoritarian dictatorship with an asshole who was a reality TV show host. You want me to put my life
and you know
what's
so,
turn my life? Up? Yeah.
And you know what's so crazy? But you know what's so crazy is that where he said he would want to be a dictator for one day. If you want to be a dictator for 1 minute for the American people, that's still too long. Because what you could do in 1 minute could change the course of a lot of things. Am I right? Because all you have to do is sign something, right? He said that. He said about it. He said I would just want to be a dictator for day one, is what he said. Just day one, so he can do this, build the wall, blah blah blah. No, there's much more to this. But and to me, that's kind of scary. That a president, former, or possibly possibly get voted again with all that's going on, that would make a comment like that. That's crazy. Again, going back to what you were saying about, okay, so let's go back to the whole thing with Facebook. Facebook is social media. What used to be Twitter is now X. You also have Instagram and everything. What's your thoughts about these social media networks? What trust do you have in them? And have you considered just going off the grid? Some folks have never been on it. Some folks have come off the grid with social media pages. What's your thoughts? You being an entertainer, you being, doing what you do, I'm sure that's something that you want to do, but what's your thoughts as far as moving forward of what you'll be aware of, I guess, when you share what you do? Time, are you there? I hope I didn't lose time in here. Blog Talk is acting crazy. Let me see if I can get him back. The timing was there. Wanted to hear what his response would be on that. Because, yeah, that's crazy that where, how Facebook will kick people off that just posting, certain things. And then I've seen many of the things posted on Facebook that I thought was kind of offensive. But, if you're not a friend of that person, they have a public thing out there, you can either read it or just move on, right? And again, as I just said, when I was posting Facebook, actually, offers where you can use your content and everything, and they will share it for you. And I have folks responding back, calling me nigger, and you know, it's the, and I mean a bunch of it, you guys. And I'm like, wow, I don't know that Facebook will put it to these people. Now I know better. You know, I just share just the people I know now. I don't want you to put it out there to the public, per se, because I'm getting these nasty remarks and these nasty posts. But how come Facebook don't see that and be like, oh, that's racist. That's not good. You wouldn't know what I'm talking about unless you went down the road I went down. I said, never again. And there's been a few times I had to change my page. Some of you that know me know there's been a few times I've had to change my page due to certain circumstances. So I like that Timon brought that to the forefront, something that we need to take a look at. I think I lost him there. He's still on the board here, but I don't know why we can't hear him. Let me see if he can call back in. Hopefully he can still hear us. I know he's out with the family and everything. And again, you guys, I have to say that, you know, this Saturday, this weekend, many of the co-hosts are busy and, you know, enjoying the weekend, doing their, you know, last-minute Christmas shopping and all kinds of stuff are going on. And I get it. Of course, I get it. But you know me, I'm going to keep the ball rolling. You know, I got to go solo. I'm going to go solo. Right? So, and I truly appreciate Tommy. The time in on that topic. We have some more we're going to talk about. We're going to have some fun. Speaking of solo, and I did mention earlier that there are some Christmas songs I really love, some of the classics. Some of the new ones that are coming out or that have been out. And, you know, look at Mariah Carey having one of the biggest ones of all time. But since I said solo, let me see if I can find one that you guys probably are not aware of. Because there's a lot of great Christmas songs that don't get a lot of airplay, people don't know about. And I think there's some really nice songs, okay? Bear with me, I'm trying to find it. Let's go with this one here. Ready to go. I just have it here in front of me. All right. You know, I don't like dead air. So let me do this. I'm going to search for it real quick. Thought it was in the listing. But it's not there. But now I found it. So we're going to take a quick music break. We'll be right back. You listen to TMGS, the Michael Gay Show on the TMG and the Michael Gay Network. Also, remember, on Sundays, there's a new show, and I'm going to give you more information about that. Let's take a quick break. Here's Solo with This Time of Year. We'll be right back.
We get
Welcome back to TMGS. It's the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. That was Solo with This Time of Year. One of my favorite songs, to be honest. I'm sure some of you have never heard that before, right? But check it out. They released that, about 5 years ago. And I've never heard it on the radio, but you can always hear it on this radio here on the TMGS. Okay, so we're back live. Time, and unfortunately, his call dropped. So hopefully we'll get him back. If not this evening, we'll get him back next week. Let me see. What is the next thing I want to talk about? Ooh. 12 Days of Christmas. I said I was going to hold on to this for a moment, but I'm going to go ahead and do it now. There's a song, and I know all of you go to the stores and you hear all these Christmas songs now, right? It kind of bothered me for many years of where you would go into the store and they would just play Christmas over and over and over again. Mix it up a little bit. So fortunately, in recent years, they've been mixing it up. Regular pop songs, R&B songs, on the other hand, of course, a ton of Christmas songs. But I get so tired of hearing the same song by different artists. You know what I'm saying? How many times can you play Silent Night, you know, where there's the Temptation version, there's the Burl Ives version, there's the Mariah Carey version. Now, Mariah is on the top of the charts this year, as usual, with her All I Want for Christmas song, blah, 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 okay? You know, but it just gets monotonous at some point, hearing the same song by 50 different artists. And I know it's that time of year, you gotta hear these particular songs, but there's a lot of other great, you know, new Christmas songs, more up to date, you know, that I really, really enjoy. Now, what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna play this one here. And this is the one I've been talking about. Going down the board, looking for it, hopefully it uploaded correctly. Hold on, guys. I don't know why the board did this on me, but let me go ahead and correct it. Okay, here we go. All right, so here's the song that, oh my goodness, the file hasn't finished downloading. Oh, sorry. Hasn't finished downloading. Okay, so since that happened, let me just play you one more Christmas song. Okay, another one. And I'm going to play a few of them. Some really great songs. New versions. Up-to-date versions. More creative versions. All right. But where's the one I'm looking for? You see, I'm buying time here, right? Okay, good. How about this? Here's Vanessa Williams and Bobby Caldwell, the late Bobby Caldwell. We'll be right back. Here's a brief history of the holiday song. December, snow, gifts, and the unending debate over whether a 1944 song is actually about rape. Huh? About rape. Who doesn't love a festive holiday tradition? The Christmas tree has been trimmed, stockings have been hung, and the elf is sitting on his shelf. And once again, people are debating whether Baby It's Cold Outside is a song about rape. Every December, the internet serves up a fresh batch of hot takes about the Frank Lozers, okay, 1944 jazz standard, a classic recipe for clickbait and controversy that's guaranteed to draw a crowd. Dozens of articles are published each year. And by the way, this story comes from Rolling Stones magazine. Every so often, an exceptionally fiery opinion like that, the song played a pivotal role in the rise of Islamic fundamentalism surfaces, but the vast majority recycle the same handful of points and counterpoints with the occasional timely news peg like the Me Too movement thrown in to bring the debate up to date. Some radio stations have even opted to ban the song over the controversy, a decision which in turn fuels the fight even further. Here's a look back at when and how the Baby It's Cold Outside rape debate became an even bigger holiday tradition. I'm going to give you just a little information on this. Composed in 1944, Lozer originally wrote Baby It's Cold Outside as a playful call and response duet for him and his wife to perform at their housewarming party while their guests were preparing to bid them goodnight. In 1948, the song was recorded for the musical Neptune's Daughter. In the score, the male and female parts are labeled the wolf and the mouse, respectively. The premise is that the wolf and the mouse have gone on a date, and after having a nightcap back at his house, she's making her excuses to leave while he's urging her to stay. Quote, I really can't stay, the mouse sings, but baby, it's cold outside, he replies. Every excuse the mouse offers to stay to say goodnight. My mother will worry. My father will be pacing the floor. The wolf counters. I'll hold your hands. They're just like ice, he sings. And then later, listen to the fireplace roar. At times, the mouse doesn't resist its temptations, agreeing to just half a drink more. But for every inch she gives, he takes two. Does she want to stay, but is playing hard to get? Or is she succumbing to his unrelenting persistence against her true desires, an experience many women can relate to? That's interesting. So for the most, the duet's history, the only controversy was whether it was fair to call it a Christmas song, considering the lyrics don't have anything to do with the holidays at all. A search of the New York Public Library's archives, which, in fairness, is incomplete, reveals that the phrase, "baby, it's cold outside," most commonly appears to headlines about freezing temperatures and winter fashions, and not articles parsing its lyrical content. While it's impossible to say for certain, when listeners first noticed that the back and forth sound kind of creepy, the earliest known article on the subject was published in 2004 by Canadian National Post. So I'm not going to go too much deeper, but I mean, it's a harmless song. Guy's flirting, she's flirting back, he's flirting back, this and the other. Yeah, he wants her to stay. What man don't want a woman to stay when it's cold outside, right? Okay, so it's still a controversial song. Now, let me get to the one that I was talking about that irks me the most. And that would be, and unfortunately, it hasn't downloaded completely, is the 12 Days of Christmas. We all heard the Burl Ives version. Y'all don't know who Burl Ives is. He's the one who narrates the classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. In fact, he sings that in the classic cartoon that I'm sure many of us grew up watching and still watch probably to this day. 12 Days of Christmas. Really? How many times do they repeat those same lyrics? I haven't counted, but have you ever thought about it? It's the same lyrics over and over again. They add another line, and then they come back and add another line, and they repeat it, and repeat it, and repeat it, and repeat it, and repeat it. Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. What the hell am I going to do with a partridge in a pear tree? All right. I know this sounds corny. All right. But I'm going to give you guys a little understanding of the lyrics of the song. So here's how it goes. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. Okay, I'll eat the pear. What the hell do I need a partridge in a pear tree for? All right. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves. What the hell is a turtle dove? And a partridge in a pear tree. We got to remember that first song. Okay. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. I don't want you to forget that my true love gave me three French hens, but in the last few seconds, you might have forgot that my true love gave me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. See, I'm worried that you may have, you know, a problem with remembering, you know, the gifts that my true love gave me. So I have to repeat it again for you. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings. Remember that part? That's the only change in that whole song. Five golden rings. Four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. So as the song keeps going, the true love gives six geese a laying. Okay. And of course, everything else that was already mentioned. On the seventh day, set of swans is swimming. On the eighth day, okay, eight maids are milking. I don't know why I need eight maids of milking. What are they milking? Okay. I'm going to assume cows. Okay. On the ninth day, nine ladies dancing. What club are they at? All right. I'm just asking. This is what my true love has given me. On the tenth day, ten lords are leaping. Leaping to reach something, leaping for joy. I mean, what are they leaping for? I'm trying to visualize all this. On the 11th day, 11 pipers piping. Okay, what are they? I'm going to skip that one. And then on the 12th day, 12 drummers drumming. So on the 12th day, my true love gave to me 12 drums drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords are leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids are milking, 7 swans are swimming, 6 geese are laying, 5 golden greens, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. Wouldn't be my true love much longer after that. She really wouldn't be. Why all these damn birds? I'm trying to understand, why is my true love giving me all these birds? You know, birds like to poop a lot. They really do. So is my true love going to clean up all the poop around the house? The 5 golden rings? Cool. I can dig that. All right? But all these birds? For Christmas? Come on, y'all. A bit much. That's just my take on it. One of the songs that I really, really don't have I just don't love at this time of year. Okay? I really don't. It just repeats itself over and over and over and over again. All right. Okay, so enough of that. Let me go ahead and play another Christmas song, one of my favorites. I think this is pretty creative and very well done. One song I'm going to do. And I think I got it. I think I did. Is that it? No, that's not it. Oh, I got to search it. Sorry. It's in another file. And I don't know why. Blog Talk is acting crazy. But we'll be right back.
yeah. Oh, no, no, don't get me wrong. The other times are nice, but it's something about the holidays cold, so and nice that gets me in the mood. That's been coming to the folk style groove. Blessed to the season's holidays that be, by the E to the N to the B-O-G-U-E. But when I hear the bells ring, I think of you, and I
start to sing.
You hold me up all through the night, my peace and comfort is
Lots of happy little children waiting for sunrise. A stocking full of candy and a big surprise. Look at the happiness in their eyes. They're glad it's Christmas. People caroling into the night. Where the snow is falling, their sleigh bell rides tonight. We'll snuggle to a nice warm fire. I'm glad it's Christmas. But before this day gets underway, think of how much love you wish to give today. Then wonder why we can't give it all every day. There is no reason. Every season is one. People really need one another. Man, woman, boy, girl, sister, and brother. We wish happy holidays to you. Happy holidays, happy holidays. Happy holidays to you. And for this holiday season celebration, let's lift our hands to the holy nation to say thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Happy birthday to you. Happy holiday to you. Hope is the strength we need. Love is to share it with peace. It's to be with everyone. Hey. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
We wish you happy holidays.
Most famous